This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters
in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the program. It's great to be here with you today. I am Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom. This is the best part of the week. It's my favorite day anyway. I get to talk to you about things that matter, freedom and your right to keep and bear arms and use that firearm lawfully to defend your life if you have to. Emails. I had some great comments. Been reading some emails lately, and I want to give this information out a little bit more often. Or frequently. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Send me an email when you have the opportunity. Love to read it on air. I'm going to start with this one. Dear Mark, I'd like to say thank you for the impact Armed American Radio has had on me. I've been listening for just over 3 years and haven't missed a show. In that time, many things have changed for me, all of them for the better. I've always considered myself a patriot and strong supporter of our country and Constitution. But the influence the understanding of the Second Amendment has had on my grasp of our freedom is without measure. Your show and your guests have helped guide me to a fuller knowledge of our rights simply due to the fact that without the Second Amendment, the others can't stand. It is the cornerstone of our freedom. Since I started following your show, I have become a vocal supporter of the Second Amendment, trying my best to educate others about who we are, what we do, and why we do it. I have become far more politically active, knowing that elections have consequences and I have a duty to be involved. I have also become a proud member of the National Rifle Association and the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. I never leave my cave without my club. And yes, even switched from gas to charcoal. Armed... There's something about never leaving your cave without your club, of course, but switching from gas to charcoal, well, that's just sacred. Armed American Radio started me on a path that has changed now how I look at politics, liberty, and my day-to-day life. I've gone from a guy who just votes to a guy who votes with confidence in our goals. I have gone from living an unarmed life to taking the safety of myself, my family, and others as a personal responsibility. Thank you, Mark, Sean, David, George, and all the others for all that you do. Keep up the good work and fight the good fight. Sincerely, Mike in West Point, Virginia. What a great email that is. Sean, you want to comment on that before I move forward?
Oh, I thought it was great.
Couldn't have written that better myself. No, I didn't write that email and read it on the air. Mike in West Point, Virginia. I had a fantastic email exchange with him because what I did, as I am prone to do, I included in my response copies to you, Sean, David, yep, Kodria, to George, the Mad Ogre, and others, including Alan Gottlieb and John Lott and some other folks who participate regularly on this program who have had an impact on Mike. And I very eloquently, well articulated, and it's good to know that the program makes a difference. I get emails like this all the time. This one just happened to come at the right time when I was sitting there. It popped in on the screen. And, well, you heard it. If you would like to comment on the show, positive or negative, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Catch me at the right time. I'll be all over it. Well, you know, I sent that to everybody because it's important that the contributors know that they make a difference. All right, we have a huge, huge program lined up today for you. Huge program lined up today. Alan Gottlieb will be here to give us an update from the GRPC in his own words. David did last week, of course, that fiasco trying to get to Chicago. I did get an email and a text message, by the way, that Delta is just now beginning to get back to normal.
Wow.
From the Atlanta market to Chicago. It's quite astonishing what that, the impact that that had from this particular area anyway. I thought that was interesting, being the nation's busiest airport, the world's busiest airport, to the world's second busiest airport. And that makes sense, obviously. But having said that, Alan Gottlieb will be here. He will give us an update, and there have been changes. He's got a Seattle Times op-ed piece that just ran. We'll read that to you and let him comment. He'll be here for about half of this hour. Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association will be here. And not only will she be here today, but you will begin hearing Catherine on a segment between now and the day you pull those levers. That's right. And Catherine will update us on important races in various areas around the country where many of you are right now and why it's important to pay attention to the grades the NRA gives. So Catherine Mortensen will be here. Sean, you know who we have coming up in the second hour of the program?
No, who?
Brian A. See, I love surprising you too. I
yes.
do. It makes it's spontaneous, and I love that. That's what I love about the show.
Yes.
Brian Aitken.
Oh,
will
yes.
be here.
Very
if you
nice.
Don't know, yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. If you don't know who Brian Aitken is, you've heard us refer to him. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me refer to Brian's case while I've been informing you on Shanine Allen, mm-hmm. the young mother of two in Philadelphia who got worked over by a corrupt prosecutor and judge in Atlantic County, New Jersey. Of course, until Ray Rice beats the crap out of his wife and the video goes public thanks to TMZ. Yeah, how about that, major network? How about that, news networks? TMZ, I'm surprised the Inquirer didn't break that. They seem to be better at breaking those stories than the major media.
Come on now, MSNBC does a good job.
Yeah. Surprised Sharpton didn't break that. Oh, wait a minute, Ray Rice is black. What would I expect Sharpton to do? I'll walk away from that one. Anyway.
I don't know if we want to claim that. I'm just saying.
Well, here's the deal. You heard me refer during that the explanation of that case, as we've talked about it with her attorney on more than one occasion, Evan Knappen, here on the show,
mm-hmm.
about the Brian Aitken case. There are some similarities, some great differences, but some similarities. These are two people who were literally worked over by New Jersey's draconian gun control laws. Two law-abiding people just like you and I, who made a mistake. And in Brian's case, he actually didn't make a mistake.
Mm-mm.
He followed what the state police, who he called in advance,
yep.
the rules and regulations, because they're so convoluted in Jersey, he called the state police to find out what he needed to do, and he followed the advice they gave him. It got him convicted of a felony and sentenced to 7 years in a New Jersey state penitentiary. You heard us joking about Rahway last week. No joke when you get sentenced to Rahway. Brian will be here. His new book is out. We'll talk with him for the hour. And then in hour three, lots of fun. You know, the Alan Corwin experience, I admit, is one of my favorite hours on the program. I name it for Alan Corwin. I will be in Phoenix next week bringing the Armed American Radio show to you, the program to you, from the Crossbreed Holster studios as I relocate them to the Alan Corwin digs out there at Bloomfield Press. That's going to be fun. And I mention Alan Corwin only because probably my second favorite guest to Alan will be here tonight. Any idea who that is, Sean? Larry Pratt from the GOA, from the Gun Owners of America. We have more fun with Larry on the show, and we get more no-compromise information from him. You know what he's like? He's like a cat batting the little ball, and the ball is the gun control goofballs.
He just swats them around,
you know.
He says what he means, and he means what he says. And that's, I mean, you can't get any better than that.
He eats his gun control nip before he comes on the show. You know,
yes. And he leaves them guessing. It's like they try to come at him, and they do this every time he's on with one of these guys. They always try to come at him in a weird way, and he's always got good defense, takes the offense role, and they're still just stunned.
What's easy to do when you literally don't compromise. I mean, it's straight up for him.
Yeah.
No. Or yes. There's no such word as, you know.
Yeah.
It's no or yes. And Larry just tells it flat out as it is. Missed him at the GRPC, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. He was one of the speakers last week, too. So we'll talk with him about a lot of that, Sean. And I also have a report here that I've got to spend more time pouring through this. It's 47 pages, but I've highlighted some things for you that I will get to you in the program. A study of active shooter incidents in the United States between 2000 and 2013 by the U.S. Department of Justice, FBI. And this is a report that defines what it is they were looking to define, and they did it. There's no bias in here. I didn't see any from the FBI. They looked at what they wanted to look at, and they reported their findings. And it is quite fascinating. Particularly when they tell you that it is important, too, that training and exercises include not only an understanding of the threats faced, but also the risks and options available in active shooter incidents, not only to you, but also to law enforcement and civilians alike. We'll be back after this.
Do you own or carry a gun for self-defense? If your loved ones were under attack, what would you do? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. Because when you're forced to defend your loved ones, your toughest battle will probably occur in the courtroom. As a responsibly armed American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. If you activate your USCCA membership today, something very important will happen. You'll be instantly covered by the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection available to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Your USCCA membership will provide up to $1.1 million to help you get the expert defense you deserve to keep you out of jail and home with your family. Activate your life-saving USCCA membership protection right now or get more information now at DefendFamilyNow.com. That's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Hey, wait, am I back? Am I back?
Yes.
I'm back. Hey, Sean.
And Tom Petty, you are not.
I didn't say I was Tom Petty.
I will admit, you are good in radio. And you're definitely good at subjects of the Second Amendment. A singer.
But I wouldn't.
No.
Okay. I'd make a better guitarist.
Okay.
Take a listen to this before we get to our guest. This is from the FBI active shooters report, study of active shooter incidents in the United States between 2000 and 2013. I would encourage you to read it. Google that title and find it. Take a listen to this in the section titled Findings. The findings also reflect that damage can occur in a matter of minutes. There's newsflash for you, right? In 64 incidents where the duration of the incident could be ascertained, 44, which was 69%, of 64 incidents ended in 5 minutes or less, with 23 ending in 2 minutes or less. Even when law enforcement, and I'm quoting, even when law enforcement was present or able to respond within minutes, civilians often had to make life and death decisions and therefore should be engaged in training and discussions on decisions they may face. The gist of this is that everyone is vulnerable anywhere because the FBI, in this particular report, tells you where the incidents occur. They occur in small and large towns, in urban and rural areas, in 40 of 50 states, and on and on and on. No one is immune to this. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder, CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I missed you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference last week, but I got you captive here for about half of this segment. How are you today?
I'm great. We missed you, too. That stupid thing with the air traffic control that guy did in that tower in that control center was just horrible. It really wiped out about 200 of our attendees. We only had about 550 there. We would have had a record attendance if it wasn't for that.
Mm. Well, I guess we were looking at about... the week before when you were here on the show, we were looking at what, about 700 plus, I think, had already signed up, right?
Yeah, we would have cracked 750 if it weren't for air traffic going down in the Chicago area and all the airports being closed. I mean, they were on the critical day when people needed to get in, there were 1,900 flights canceled. And I really feel bad that people made all those plans to come. It was a great conference. It was just absolutely super. And the 550 people that made it really had a great time. But we missed you.
Yeah, that was a mutual feeling. Believe me, I was really looking forward to being on that panel with Tom, and I got to listen to you and Tom and everybody on Gun Talk later that day on Sunday. And it was a great program, and it just made me jealous. I should have been there, and we would have had a great time. But you know what? Next week, I'm going to be in Phoenix, and I'll do some scouting because next year the GRPC is in Phoenix. So we're going to move to a little bit more gun-friendly territory, right?
Yeah, it'll be much friendlier territory. However, you know, when you go to unfriendly territory like Chicago, the people that live in Illinois and the Chicago area are really energized and want to win their rights back. And it adds extra energy to things, I'll tell you.
I want to, Alan, you had a piece, you had an op-ed run. What day did that run? Just a couple days ago, wasn't it, in Seattle
Times? Today's paper.
Let me quote one line here that I thought was just outstanding, and it couldn't be said better. We all want guns out of the hands of violent criminals and the dangerously unstable who are a threat to people like us, but this is not the way to do it. You can't change criminal behavior by criminalizing lawful behavior. Wow.
That's a great line. I've been using it a lot in this initiative battle from Washington State. And what happens is the opposing issue, the 594, really does that because it makes it illegal without going to a gun dealer to do a background check and give somebody a gun, temporary transfers. So, if you were here in Washington State, I couldn't lend you my gun to go shooting. It's really kind of horrible. It really demonizes guns and guns ownership and criminalizes legal behavior real heavily. And, you know, even in the restrictive states, Mark, like Massachusetts with their universal background check, they have a 7-day period when you can temporarily loan a gun to somebody and get it back. California has a 30-day. Even the new law in Colorado has 72-hour. This one here they're pushing in Washington has not one minute, zero. It makes it impossible to lend somebody your firearm for self-protection, or for sporting purposes. It's just aimed at wiping out, gun use and gun ownership.
Alan, I can't tell you how many times I've done this. I can't tell you how many times I've got a new gun and wanted to show it to someone. For example, one of my neighbors, also a great shooter. If I hand him that firearm after I get back from the gun shop and let him see it, is that a crime under I-594?
Actually, no. If you're at a gun range, it's definitely not a crime.
If I'm in my driveway.
If you're in your driveway, it's a gray area because you're still present with him. But if you lent it to him and say, here, go take this to the range yourself and shoot it and tell me how you like it, then you definitely would be committing a crime, a gross misdemeanor. And if you gave him two guns to take, you'd be committing a felony.
So if I'm out on property wanting to shoot and I hand him the firearm, he takes a few shots with it and gives it back to me, that is a crime.
Well, under the...
Or a gray area, we think.
Well, under 594, if that was at a licensed shooting range, wherever a licensed shooting range might be, it'd be okay. But no, that's a problem. That is really a problem under the initiative under 594. That's
But not if I'm on my own property. What if I've got 38 acres out somewhere in the country and I want to take him shooting it? What do we do there?
It doesn't specify if it's your own property or not. So, obviously the odds of you getting caught and having law enforcement on your own property arresting you for doing that is about a slim chance. But the way the thing is so poorly written, it would include that.
Okay. Yeah, this is something that we need to focus on. You know, these elections are coming up quick. They're 4 weeks away.
4 weeks away, and, it's like working around the clock 24/7, just in one state alone for this, because this is going to be watched, but the eyes of the nation are on it. The national media in the last week alone, ABC News, the Huffington Post, Washington Post, lots of national media have done stories on it. The Wall Street Journal will be breaking a story on it, probably Monday. It's going to be all eyes are going to be on Washington State with all the Bloomberg money coming in here and millions of dollars being spent against gun rights.
You discussed this at the policy conference. I'm confident. I've heard from a number who were there. You care to tell Armed American Radio listeners right now what you told people at the conference about this initiative and the importance of stopping it and, or at the very least, passing I-591, Initiative 591, as a countermeasure?
Yeah, well, 591, the countermeasure, is just two simple sentences. One sentence is, no government agency in Washington State can confiscate anybody's firearms without the due process of law. And the second one is no state agency can enforce any background check that doesn't meet a uniform national standard, which, of course, would negate the 594 initiative. It's really, really, really critical. Both initiatives right now are polling passing, but we're slipping a bit on 591 because of all the money that 594 is pouring into it. And they're sitting with a nice pass rate. 594 is going to pass. There's no two ways about it. We just got to get 591 across the finish line and then take it all to court. And had the conflict there worked out so that hopefully it gets kicked to the legislature to try and come up with a reasonable solution that can pass some kind of a state background check that would not, you know, to kill temporary transfers, make it unlimited fees, create a registration database, do all kinds of bad things to gun owners.
Okay, I-594 is an unfunded mandate that diverts scarce law enforcement resources away from keeping violent criminals off our streets, making us all less safe. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
And here we are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios talking with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm going to jump right in. Mark Kelly. You know Mark Kelly. He's the astronaut. Blast off! Gabby Gifford's husband. Caught buying an AR-15 and then lying about his intended purpose. Mark Kelly, this is from the National Rifle Association is reporting this on the NRAILA.org page, Alan. Mark Kelly lies about gun sales before I-594 vote. On Tuesday, 5 weeks before voters in Washington State will decide whether to require universal background checks on firearms transfers, gun control advocate Mark Kelly lied on national television about how many such transactions occur without a background check. Asked by CNN, Kelly said, right now, quoting, 60% of all gun sales, here we go again, Alan, go occur without a background check. Why do we allow the 40%, the other 40% to happen? Let me reread that. Right now, 60% of all gun sales go with a background check. Why do we allow the 40%, the other 40% to happen? They continue to put out this lie, Alan.
Yeah, this lie has been so discredited. I mean, but it doesn't stop them. And in Washington State here, they're running TV ads and radio ads with that in it, spending millions of dollars hoodwinking the public with that lie. The Washington Post gave it four Pinocchios as a lie. It's based off a study that was done on data before we had the NICS check. So, I mean, you're going back, I mean, how many decades ago now? So it goes back to something that isn't even realistic anymore today to start with. It was before we even had the instantaneous background check system in place. So they keep using this number, and when you call it on them, they sort of like shrug their shoulders. But the worst part for me is it's in all the paid 30-second and 60-second TV and radio ads, and you can't refute that when they run thousands of ads a day.
The Washington Post report, if you've ever, I know you've read it, and I'm talking to our listeners right now, if you've ever read this report, the Washington Post report, it lays it out. If you haven't read it, let me give you a little taste of or a synopsis of what it refers to. It refers to purchases or sales. The numbers are over two decades old. Yet Obama, according to the report, acts as if, and so does Bloomberg, because you just heard what Alan said, acts as if these numbers are new, referring to purchases or sales, when in fact, quoting now from the Washington Post, the original report concerned gun acquisitions and transactions, two much broader categories of data. And as the Washington Post says, continuing, as we noted before, the White House said the figures comes from a 1997 Institute of Justice report written by Philip Cook of Duke University and Jens Ludwig of the University of Chicago. The study was based on data collected from a survey in 1994 with purchases dating back as far as 91, when the Brady Act went into effect in 94, and it sampled only 251 people. Alan, the actual author of that study back then, when asked about it, says, oh my gosh, I have no idea. That was two decades ago.
Yeah, and not only that, but when the secondary questions that of course, Bloomberg isn't going to talk about or Obama isn't going to talk about is the fact is most of those purchases without background checks weren't really purchases necessarily. They were, quote-unquote, got them from fellow gang members and drug dealers or stolen from people's homes, ways that would never go through a background check anyway, no matter what background check you ever set up. So, I mean, the whole thing is so discredited, and it really just eats me up and just rips my gut out to watch the millions of dollars of the TV and radio ads, throwing that number around, which is so patently false.
Well, it's interesting because when they factored in gifts and inheritances, which the survey didn't question as a reason, which don't require a background check, period, when you're giving a gun to U.S. The number, they've got the number down to below 23%. Now, again, too many factors to go into. Let's that's been discredited. Let's move to this. You said in the earlier segment that your polling data, and I know you mentioned this to the GRPC when you spoke, is showing that 594 is going to pass. Can you tell Armed American Radio audience right now that you believe I-594 initiative will pass?
Oh, there's no way it won't. Of course it's going to pass. You put a ballot measure on a ballot telling the people, do you support a background check for gun sales? And they're going to say, yeah. Nobody's going to read the 19 pages and all the details that are included in it that are just sheer garbage and wipe out gun rights in Washington State. It's all they're going to look at is the ballot title and, oh, it's all about background checks. But it's not all about background checks.
Who wrote that? Who wrote the ballot initiative and how did it get on there as the way it was written with the one sentence?
Mark, it's a really great question you're asking, because when you ask people in state, you know, when you point out the problems with them, you ask them, were you involved in writing it on the other side, they all back away and say, oh, no, no, I didn't write it. I believe it was written by Bloomberg and his attorneys in New York and Washington, D.C.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's assume now that it passes, and you've made that clear on more than one occasion here on the show. What next? What next? Let's assume 591 does in fact pass you. You gave us a little taste in the previous segment. That starts what's a court battle now to try to what work out. There'll be injunctions. There'll be what? What will happen?
Well, I would assume that it will go to court. The Attorney General of the state has to represent both battle initiatives if they pass, because both, you know, representing the people in both cases. And of course, we'll have our attorneys there as well, since we're a sponsor of 591. And my guess is that it'll work its way all the way up to the state Supreme Court. And my hope at that point is the state Supreme Court will say, well, you know, there's obviously conflict between the two. We can't legislate and tell you what the law should now be. So we're going to kick it to the state legislature for the legislature to come up with a solution. Under our state, if a ballot measure passes by a vote of the people, the legislature normally can't touch it for 2 years. So for 2 years, it's binding law. But if two of them pass, they're in conflict. We've never, ever had this before. My guess is the courts will say to the legislature, okay, you have to resolve the conflict. And then we all sit down at the table and try to work something out. And, of course, that may be more difficult than one realizes anyway, but anything is going to be better than 594.
Okay, the way this reads on the ballot itself, and this is what the voters are going to see, and you just hit the nail right on the head. This measure, now I want you to think about this. This is what you're going to see, Washington, when you show up to vote and when you see this on your ballot. This measure would apply currently used criminal and public safety background checks by licensed dealers to all firearm sales and transfers, including gun show and online sales with specific exceptions. Should this measure be enacted into law, yes or no? That is patently absurd, Alan, when there's 18 pages of garbage behind that sentence.
Oh, yeah, and it includes loans, temporary transfers. It also, by the way, doubles the state waiting period. If you want to go buy a handgun and you don't have a concealed carry permit, it's going to go from a 5-day waiting period to a 10-day waiting period. There's no cap on fees on it, so that, you know, if a gun dealer wants to charge you $100 for the transfer, he can do that. Unlike California and other states that have, you know, a set statutory fee to it. This whole thing is just absolutely crazy. And of course, it adds all the handgun sales or transfers or loans all into a state database, so we can create a handgun registry of every handgun in the state of Washington.
Now, we all know, we've seen it happen in Connecticut, and we see it. We know what's going on in New Jersey and everything else. You know, what percentage of law-abiding gun owners are, A, going to even know what to do, and, B, will anyway? You know, they're not going to think about actions that they have been, you know, been doing for the last 30, 40, 50 years of their lives are now somehow criminalized. This is just absolutely ludicrous right out of the box. Okay, so let's assume it passes. 591 passes. It's now tied up in courts. What can those of us who do not live in Washington state expect to see, even though it's tied up in court? What can we expect to see the avalanche from Bloomberg and the rest of the shills with the money?
Well, they've already started a similar initiative in Nevada. They're out gathering signatures right now. I shouldn't say gathering. They're buying signatures right now in Nevada with paid signature gatherers to get it on the ballot in 2015. And they're planning to do the same thing in Oregon and Arizona in 2016. And Bloomberg's strategy, of course, is pass this in 4 pro-gun states by a vote of the people. And then lo and behold, you can say the people have repudiated the gun lobby, quote unquote, and pushed for anything he wants on a national level. And of course, what he's doing is they're so draconian that these kinds of things wouldn't even be considered today on a national level or by any other state. No legislature in the United States would pass what this initiative 594 has in it.
It's dirty all the way around. Alan, we're getting ready to close out the segment. I want to thank you for joining us on Armed American Radio this week. We'll talk this week. We have some other things we want to bring up with you on subsequent shows, probably next week when we're in Phoenix as well. Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association will be here, and we'll talk a little bit about that and what the NRA is going to try to do. You know, they've come under some heat for not putting a whole lot of money into this. We'll talk with her about that right after this.
The
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit USCCAinstructors.com.
Yeah, Peter Pumpkinhead.
Spreading wisdom and cash around. We're back. Are we live?
You know what? You got to stop with that, man. That sounds worse than the...
I'm making it sound worse on purpose. That's all.
That sounds worse than a dog being hit with a stick or something.
Now, come on.
That's horrible.
Oh, come on now.
Come on now.
You
Twisted Sister sound better than that.
All right. We have
a spot that the National Rifle Association is running. You know, they've launched a second round of advertising, anti-Bloomberg campaign advertising. Powerful ad. This one's powerful. Sean, have you got that queued up? You got Kim queued up? Then we'll go to our next guest, Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association. You know what? Let's do that first. Catherine, how are you? I see you on there blinking. Yeah, if Sean hits the right button.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to come on now every day or every week on Armed American Radio until the elections. Let's play this powerful ad. Kim, go ahead, Sean.
The thought of holding a handgun used to terrify me. Until one night, a man broke in. For 2 hours, I could see the evil in his eyes, the urgency to hurt me, to kill me. I was helpless. My fear of guns disappeared when I got my second chance at life. Now, Michael Bloomberg wants to take away my gun rights for self-defense while he surrounds himself with armed guards. Mr. Bloomberg, you do not have the right to tell me how to defend myself.
Hmm. Catherine, what's the extent of where that ad is running right now?
Well, we're definitely running it in Louisiana and some of these other key states where we're trying to oust these anti-gun candidates in the Senate. So Louisiana is we're playing it heavy there because we think Mary Landrieu is vulnerable, and mm-hmm. she has voted in support of these Obama-Bloomberg gun control bills, specifically the Manchin-Toomey bill that came up in April of 2013. So we are running that heavy in Louisiana. We're also running some heavy pro-NRA ads in North Carolina because we think Kay Hagan is vulnerable there, and we have a great pro-Second Amendment candidate, Tom Tillis, in North Carolina. We're also running it strong in Colorado where we're backing Cory Gardner. He is trying to defeat the incumbent, Mark Udall. And Mark Udall also has a very negative record when it comes to the Second Amendment rights. So we're trying to get him out and put Cory Gardner in, who's been a fantastic candidate on the Second Amendment. Well, not a candidate. He's been in the U.S. Congress, so he has a strong voting record in the House.
Okay, I see Cory Gardner. I'm looking at you've got a great layout here on the website. Let's send people over there so that they can take a look at really visualize what you and I are talking about right now. And you can visit NRAPVF.org. NRAPVF, as in Frank, .org. And you can see the grades that Catherine and I are talking about right now. And Catherine, I want to point out, too, that this is not partisan. This is not all Republicans, is it? Now, you know, I look at my state and I see that the NRA is grading two Democrats at A or A plus.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the key to the NRA's success over the years, is that we have never been a partisan organization. We will back a candidate who has a strong voting record in support of our Second Amendment rights. And historically, there have been many Democrats who share that record and share our commitment to the Second Amendment. So wherever we find those candidates, whichever party they're in, that's who we're going to support.
All right, I'm looking at Colorado here. I see Cory Gardner, A, Mark Udall, D. Can you give us the breakdown on what the grading means from the National Rifle Association? What is A, B, C, D, and E?
Well, we, like many organizations, outside groups, we will score different votes that members of Congress or the senators take, and even in the state legislatures. So if there's a critical vote coming up, for example, in April of 2013, there was the Manchin-Toomey bill, which would have imposed universal background checks to purchase, you know, firearms. And we scored that vote. And so those senators, because it only came up for a vote in the Senate, the senators who voted in favor of it, that was a big black mark on their record for the NRA. And that's largely why someone like Mark Udall would score a D. It has to do with those kinds of votes.
Okay, now I've pulled up I apologize, I didn't mean to catch you off that. I've actually pulled this up here, so if it's okay, let me go through some of these grades. Is that okay?
Sure.
When you're showing a candidate scoring or grading at an A+, that's a legislator, according to the NRA now, with not only an excellent voting record on all critical NRA issues, but who has also made a vigorous effort to promote and defend the Second Amendment. That's A+. A, solidly pro-gun candidate. A candidate who has supported NRA positions on key votes in elective office, or candidate with a demonstrated record of support on Second Amendment issues. PAQ, a pro-gun candidate whose rating is based solely on the candidate's response to the NRA-PVF candidate questionnaire and who does not have a voting record on Second Amendment issues. That would, of course, be somebody new to politics on the ballot on the first run, correct?
That's exactly right. Right. So somebody who doesn't have any kind of voting record for on the Second Amendment, they would have what's called a Q rating. An AQ rating means they filled out our questionnaire and they've indicated that they support our issue and they're going to fight for the Second Amendment, but they've never actually voted. So that the Q just means it's based on their questionnaire.
Okay. So if you see the Q in your district, ladies and gentlemen, what you want to do is, it's not negative. But take a look at it if you know that candidate. Do a little bit of research on your own. Maybe you know something. Maybe they're telling a little fib there on there because you know what the media says about the big, bad, powerful NRA, right? Maybe, just maybe, you need to look a little further into that candidate. That's always good advice. Anyway, a B, a generally pro-gun candidate. However, a B candidate may have opposed some pro-gun reform or supported some restrictive legislation in the past. A C candidate, not necessarily a passing grade, a candidate with a mixed record or positions on gun-related issues who may oppose some gun pro-gun positions or support some restrictive legislation. Let me put that in my terms. I support the Second Amendment, but...
Right. I think that that's accurate. That
there comes your C.
If someone has a C grade, they have taken votes that have been detrimental to our Second Amendment rights. At some point in their voting career, they have taken votes that would have hurt people's Second Amendments.
D, I like the way this is worded. An anti-gun candidate who usually supports restrictive gun control legislation and opposes pro-gun reforms, regardless of public statements, can usually be counted on to vote wrong on key issues. And then, of course, F, true enemy of gun rights. All you need to do is blink your eyes and see Chuck Schumer, blink your eyes and see Feinstein, and a whole bunch of other high-profile Democrats. Now, interestingly, on... regardless of public statements, can usually be counted on to vote wrong on key issues. You mean you've heard politicians tell a little fib when it comes to gun rights during election time,
Mark,
Catherine?
I think what you just had the key words there is regardless of public statements, because
right.
A lot of these vulnerable candidates that we are going after, they have made public statements back to their voters in their home states, indicating that they support the Second Amendment, they support gun rights. But then they go back to Washington, and their voting record tells a different story. And what we look at the candidates on is their voting record. And we encourage the people out there voting to do the same thing. Look at the voting record, not kind of what they say, but what they do.
Okay, that's great advice. We're going to call it right now on this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, you just got set up to hear what we're going to get from the National Rifle Association now moving forward week after week after week for the next 4 weeks until these elections are over. So visit narapvf.org. Catherine, thank you. You'll be here next week and we'll highlight some more races here on the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.